Hey there, Michael.
Hey.
All right. So, as we said on the last episode, I think what we need here is a little Twittervention. you like how I did that?
I like that.
All right.
Twintervention.
Yeah. Tweetervention.
Yeah.
So, basically, here's the conceit. I use Twitterific, and you kind of have used it, have tried it, don't really get it, don't get why I like it, that sort of thing, right?
So I use it on the desktop because it's the only desktop application at the moment that uses the tweet marker service, which we've spoken about before.
Yeah. But like on iOS, it's just not your thing.
It's not, no.
Right. Tweetbot, on the other hand, is. You're a big fan of Tweetbot, huge fan. You've said many times in the past is likely your favorite iOS application, period.
Yeah.
Hands down.
All time. And it also won the best app of the year on the Bro Show, episode 90, best of 2011. Tweetbot won our app of the year.
Right. Of course. And you didn't rig that at all.
Terrence agreed. So I was happy.
What does he know? He uses Windows Phone.
I know. He said he did use Tweetbot for a little while and said that it left that such an impression on him. So
yeah. Okay. We thought it might be good because I keep trying to use Tweetbot and there's some things about it that I just don't quite get. You don't keep trying to use Twitterific. You use Tweetbot and you decided on that, but you used Twitterific in the past. You don't quite understand what it is I like about Twitterific. Mm-hmm. And so we thought it might be fun to kind of do a, for lack of a better word, like an intervention, as it were, where I'll open up Tweetbot and then I'm going to go ahead and use it and kind of maybe go through some of the things that I don't get or that bug me or whatever. And then I'll go through Twitterific too, and you can tell me some of the things you don't like about it or what.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Okay.
So it makes perfect sense.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. So you've got Tweetbot now. So open
Tweetbot. Yep. I've got Tweetbot open. I'm looking. Let's see. I just got a DM from Julio who's wondering if we have video of the anniversary episode.
He asked me that too.
Okay, which the video didn't end up working, so I'm going to respond to that. So I go there and I respond, no. Hold on. Can I turn it landscape? Yes, because, me and thumbs video.
So yes, it has landscape orientation. The landscape only works in compose mode, which kind of makes the most sense anyway, because trying to read tweets in landscape isn't really comfortable because you can't actually really get too much on the screen, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
So what I want to bring your attention to, now, you've seen the DM, so take a look at the bottom bar, right? So the bottom bar, you have notification lights to tell you that you have new app replies, tweets, DMs, and then you have those last two at the end. Now, this is one of the fantastic things about Tweetbot is it has customization ability. So if you make a long hold press on one of the far right, there's two far on the bottom far right.
Yep. Yeah. They have little kind of up down arrows over to the right of them. Yep. Okay,
you have the ability. There's five options for both of these. They're the same options. So you can choose what two are your favorites. You can get your favorites, retweets. So the retweets of your followers and what tweets they're retweeting of yours, lists, your own profile, or there's a little speech bubble with a cross through it, and that's a mute feature. Now, in the mute feature, you can set up to mute people or hashtags or clients. Now, clients is great because, for example, I have muted because I have a few people that I follow that set up to automatically welcome people to their Twitter stream. But the issue, for some reason, it doesn't add an @ symbol to the start. So, for example, if you started following me and I set that up, that service would just say, Patrick Roan, thanks for following. It wouldn't say @PatrickRoan. So every time these people get followers, I have to see that, and that's enough for me to want to mute something.
Yeah, see, for that, I would unfollow...
These people, I don't necessarily want to follow them. But you've got hashtag muting, which is fantastic. So there's a lot of people I know that use Tweetbot that are muting CES this week.
Yeah, I could use that, like, right now.
And then if you are, so let me, I mentioned lists. Let's go back to lists. If you go to your timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you subscribe to any lists?
I only have one list. Okay. And that's a list I created called Interests. And in that list, I put like all the companies and things like that that I follow.
Okay, so you see where it says timeline at the top of your timeline?
Wait.
So go back to your main timeline now.
Okay, main timeline. Yes. Yeah.
See, it says timeline at the top. Right at the very top in the navigation. If you tap that, it shows you your lists. Now you can customize Tweetbot. So your timeline can become lists.
Wait. So that my timeline can become lists.
So if you select one of those, so you see how at the top navigation, it has your picture. It says timeline. If you tap that, it shows you a navigation of all the lists that you subscribe to or that you've created. Right. So if you select one of those lists, it will then turn your timeline, your main timeline, will become just those people's tweets.
Okay, well, and switch it back again. And so, I mean, Twitterific, I mean, has, you know, the list separated out too. I mean, if in Twitterific you have it open and you're on your main kind of timeline, you can hit the little back arrow to go back to
the main navigation.
Navigation list, and there's lists, and I click on that, and I get the same thing.
Yep. The idea of this is, and if you, there are some people that have everything lists, and then it just becomes the only timeline you'll ever see by default is whatever you've last selected.
Oh, okay, all right. So, well, then that's true in Twitterific too. I mean, if you leave your, you know, if you go down, leave select lists, and now you're looking at your list timeline, you know, close the app, open it up again, it'll still be there. I don't know if it's still there if you, like,
move away from it.
Well, quit the app, as it were. Oh,
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so then the Compose window is pretty standard fare, really. It has hashtag auto-completion. I don't know if Twitterific has that. So as well as username auto-completion. So if you type app and you start typing a name, it completes it there.
Let me see if it's in Twitterific here. Hold on. Hashtag. No, it doesn't auto-complete hashtags. It doesn't appear.
I'll just take that as another point. Thank you. Very much. So, right, let me run through some.
Tells you how often things. I use hashtags, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You aren't a hashtag man, but, you know, some people are. So, one of my favorite features now, obviously, you're not going to really benefit from this feature right now because we're recording a podcast, is the sounds that Tweetbot makes. So, I've said this before, what I like is if I'm going through and responding to stuff and retweeting things, there are different notification sounds for when each of those occurs. So if I reply to something, there's a sound that's made when the reply is sent. If I retweet something, there's a specific sound when that's sent. If I have an app to me, it will make a sound too, which I like. Now you can customize that. You can stop them if you don't like them, but I like it because it makes me know that when I'm flying tweets off all over the place, it's doing it for me. The top left-hand corner, there is two little people, one standing in the foreground, one standing in the background.
Yep.
This is the drop-down for your accounts.
So you can, that's where your multiple account support is, as well as you've got a link there for your settings.
Yep. So you can do that.
I want to talk about the settings for a second, because there's something important in there that I didn't realize. And it's one of the things that immediately, like, said, okay, no, can't use that. And this is this. One of the things I like about Twitterific is that in the lower right-hand corner of every tweet, you have this little arrow. And if you click this little arrow, it pops up a menu saying, you know, do you want to reply, direct message, retweet with comment, that sort of thing, right? You also have So then you can choose from that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a list that pops up, that slides up, and you know it's buttons, and it's very clear what it does. One of the things I didn't like about Tweetbot was that when you do the same, when you tap on a tweet, you get a menu that slides out from right beneath the tweet with those buttons.
Yep.
And it was really difficult for me to, for instance, let me see if I can, oh, I know, here. Here's one. Okay. Here was one thing. So you get that slide out low list, and it's just icons. So it was not necessarily always apparent to me what every icon meant. There's a reply icon. That's pretty obvious. It looks like the one that's in Twitterific, with that little arrow. Then there's the two arrows kind of pointing at each other's back ends, and that's obviously retweet. Star is quite obvious favorite. But then there's this I thing.
Yep, the I is to go to the tweet.
Is to go to the tweet, and you have a whole bunch of stuff there. And then the little gear icon.
That's just, like, miscellaneous, I think, really.
Yeah, kind of miscellaneous stuff. And I don't know, I found it not as intuitive and not as quick. It was only when, in some, either a podcast or off of when we weren't recording or something, in conversation, you said to me, oh, well, you can change how that works in the settings.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the settings, you can go to how you want it to respond to a triple tap.
Yep.
Your choices being reply, retweet, favorite, translate, which is kind of cool, and view and fave star, which, you know, if you're Merlin Mann and, you know, you care about favorites, there you go. and so I, by default, what is that set to?
I don't know.
I think it's set to retweet by default, right?
Okay.
And plus, I didn't even know it was there. So it's like, who would think to triple tap on something unless you knew about it, right?
This comes from another application that I can't remember what one it is. But I know that I used a Twitter application previous to, I'm not saying it comes from, but there is heritage of this in other Twitter applications, and I can't remember what app it was. I'm inclined to say it was Twitterific, but they removed it.
Well, Twitterific does have a triple tap action, and that triple tap action is to favorite something.
I've just remembered it was Twitterific, but they changed it. Now, when Twitterific 3, I believe, launched, there was the main way that you interacted was by a sequence of taps. So two taps for reply, triple tap for whatever, you know, retweet or whatever. And I didn't like it at the time because it was the prolific way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of had to remember how many you were doing. Now, with Tweetbot, for example, so I'm gonna tell you about gestures now, Pat, all right? Because we've spoken about that. So, yeah, triple tap, I think, is your main way to go. Triple tap to reply as I have it set.
Yeah, and then if I want to retweet or whatever. That's how I set it. Is that you can triple tap to reply. But, I mean, the problem with the triple tap is that sometimes, you have to do it with exactly the right rhythm or it doesn't quite take it. There we go.
Yeah, but you're all right, but I personally don't find that as an issue myself.
Okay, all right.
So, gestures. Now, this is one of the killer things for me, so if you go to a tweet and you find that tweet and you flick the tweet to the left.
Left?
To the left, it will show you all of the replies to that tweet.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody sent a reply to it,
okay. Great.
If you swipe the tweet to the right and it's a conversation, it will show you the conversation.
Oh, okay.
So I like that a lot. That's one of my favorite features.
I gotta find a conversation. Let's see.
Go to your at replies.
Yep. That's what I did. Okay, so no, okay.
And this makes the best noise, so I'm gonna turn it on. I'm gonna turn my sounds up. This is the best noise.
Hold on. See, I almost never ever have my phone noise on.
See, I just find this noise so satisfying.
I keep it on vibrate.
And then for the conversations. Oh, so good. Such a great noise.
Let's see.
See?
Interesting. Yeah, excellent. Yep, I heard it. Okay. All right. So, well, that's kind of handy, I suppose. I mean, so much of this is just getting used to new behaviors and new...
There you go. Sounds so good. See, the thing is, it is new, and there are new things in it, but it did not take me long to learn the tricks of this app. And once I did, I mean, there's no going back now. I mean, native notifications. So Tweetbot has notifications built in.
Okay.
And all to right. enable them, you have to go into the settings and you have to go into the account individually and you can select notifications and you can choose all sorts. It will tell you if somebody's favorited a tweet, if someone follows you, if you've been added to a list, that sort of stuff.
Wait, okay, so go into the settings.
Going to the settings. Going to the account
settings. And notifications. Terrific. Off,
you
off,
can set
off,
it.
Off, 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 off. Off. Okay, yeah, that's exactly the way I want it set.
But then you've got mention. Well, DMs, you can put DMs on, right? But for people that like them.
I don't need it for the DMs either.
You get emails about it, right?
Yeah, I get emails about it.
So, and then also what I like is you can set a sleep time. So if you don't want to receive tweets between, even if it was 9 to 5 because you're working, you can turn that on. So you don't want to see notifications.
Yeah, nice. Okay, all right. Post and background. What the heck is that?
To the multitasking. So I don't know why, but some people, I guess, would want to have that off. So if you quit the app while you're sending a tweet.
Oh, it won't post?
It will quit.
Oh, I better turn mine on then, huh? Because mine was off.
Yeah, I guess for some people, if like, I don't know, some people might send tweets by accident. That's a good way to get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Just press the home button. Mm-hmm. So I hope that by this point I have done this application justice. Now, let's go into Twitterific, because I do have some issues, and one of my main issues about this application is one of your favorite things.
Okay.
Right, so that button
which
drives
one?
Me mad. The arrow which button.
One? The little arrow? Oh, see, I got to turn off the sound again. Hold on. All right, yes.
The button in which you bring up the reply, direct message, retweet. That's too slow. I have to find this little button, which is too small, and I have to press this little button, and then it tells me, would you like to reply, direct message, retweet, or retweet with comment? Like, I don't like it.
That to me is more clear, right? I'm 44, my friend. Hmm. I'm getting old. Right, I don't have the cognitive functions anymore in my senility to be able to figure out what these little or remember what these little tiny little buttons underneath the tweet mean. And there they are, all kind of pushed up together, and it could be anything. I could accidentally, I don't know, favorite something I don't want to favorite, and that could be dangerous. You never know.
So here's my thing, right? There's so much space on that right hand side. Either at the bottom or along the side or whatever, there should be a dedicated reply button. At least have a dedicated reply button. So if I want to reply to something, I have to make two taps when I should only really have to make one. And they don't have, do they even have a double tap option? Like, there isn't, you can't even change it, can you? So it has double tap and triple tap, but you can't change it.
Right. So double tap opens up the tweets and in the same action, I might add. Shows you, if it's a conversation, shows you the conversation.
That's fine, but it's not what I want.
Shows you the conversation and the, or no, maybe the double tap shows you not the conversation, but the replies. Hold on. No, that was a triple tap. Didn't mean to do that. Yeah, so double tap. So there's retweets. Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know, it's doing all sorts of weird things. I don't like the way the application looks.
See, I like it. Especially because, it depends. Because if I remember correctly, in the in the settings.
You can change some stuff, but it doesn't change enough for me. I'm going to give you my two main problems, right? I've got three big problems. You've already heard one of them. One is I don't like the fact that for me to go to my mentions, I have to go back a page and forward a page. In the age of tab bars, that just seems peculiar to me. And I don't understand it.
You'd rather have a bar at the bottom of the screen taking up that real estate?
Yeah, but there's already a bar.
Yeah, I suppose there is.
Okay. To lead into that, there is a bar, and it has two buttons on the entire bar. Like, that just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, why not fill it up with that?
Why not at least put something else in there, like they used to be? All right, okay, I'm being harsh, right? But it's 2012. Why does this app not have pull to refresh? Why does it have a button? And then when I press that button, my understanding is, now you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, does it load the tweets up or does it push the tweets down? If that makes sense. So if I've got a tweet like that says Bob on it, right? And I refresh, will I still see the Bob tweet, or will the Bob tweet disappear to be filled up with new tweets?
No, it keeps your place.
Okay, good.
It does keep your place.
Good.
I think that's a change from past behavior.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just verifying this right now. Yes.
You know what I think a lot of this is, Pat? Because a lot of the features that I have a problem with are features that changed with version 4. Now, gotcha. In version 4, the guys at Icon Factory, using their, I believe, their Chameleon stuff, found a way to unify the desktop version, the iPad version, and the iPhone version. And you can tell this because every time they release an update, they update all three.
Okay.
Now, obviously, by default, applications don't link like that. So I think that they have had to forego some functionality to make it easier for them to develop, which is not a problem. It's not a problem. Twitterific is an excellent application, but just what I feel are some trade-offs that they have decided to make, which Patrick loves, which is fine, I feel have detracted from what Twitterific free was.
Right. And let me just stress, one of the reasons why we're even going through this exercise, like, if it was things that I loved, we wouldn't be doing this exercise at all, right? My fear is that I've become comfortable with these things. That it's difficult for me to try other things simply because I write them off within the first 15 minutes for being not Twitterific. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And unfamiliarity. I really do think that when it comes to Twitterific, there may be some issues there, and I can't necessarily disagree with everything that you're saying. I don't have any strong arguments against. It's just, I've become really, really comfortable with it. And anyone who has listened to Enough long enough, anyone who has listened to Minimal Mac or read Minimal Mac long enough, anyone who reads my upcoming book, you will hear me mention here, there, and everywhere that being comfortable is not good enough, is not a good enough reason not to try something, and not to, you know, that everything deserves evaluation and reevaluation. And that, you know, if you're just staying with something because it's comfortable, but you haven't really put the thought and the reason into, here's why I like it and here's why I use it, and, you know, I've used these other things and this is why I like this thing, I don't believe I've given anything that sort of fair shake because I've just become so comfortable with Twitterific. And that's fine. I mean, you know, if you're comfortable with something and you're efficient enough with it and it's fine enough for you, that's great. I'm one of those people that doesn't like to be just fine enough with things.
Because you shouldn't have to be. So tapping the tweet brings up replies to all for translate email favorite. Right, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, one other issue I have. I am a multiple account person. As a lot of us are these days, and if you bring up a tweet from one account, you can't change the account it's coming from. Again, to me, it feels like...
Can you do that in Tweetbot? See, I didn't realize that.
All you do is, when you're in Tweetbot, you tap that top bar again, where it says New Tweet, and you can then select any of the accounts that you have.
Yeah.
And send it from there. And what, I mean, I feel like I've been very harsh. And again, I just want to say, like, the lineage of Twitterific is incredible. Like, I was using Twitterific, like, 5 years ago, when it was the only third-party application, or at least the only one worth having. And, you know, I think that they've had a bit of a feat in making this application, which appears to me to be one sort of similar code base across all. And I'm sure that they will be able to build from that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Twitterific 5 got rid of a lot of the issues that I have, maybe. And I'm perfectly fine with it as my desktop client. It has a few things that I don't like, but it's a good client. But I wouldn't want to use it on the iPhone because that's where I like to get a lot of power tweeting done, you know, and I'm reading, that's my preferred way of reading it, my tweets is on my iPhone. And I like the power that it has, and plus, as well, in my opinion, Twitterific is probably the best desktop client. I've played with a few, and I don't like Twitter for Mac.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, Michael. Here's what I've done while we've been talking.
Okay.
I have moved Twitterific into the social folder that we discussed in the last episode that I have on my second screen, and move Tweetbot out into its spot on the home screen. And I'm going to give it a fair chance. Here's my commitment. I am going to give it 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks will be enough time for me to, using it full time, really see if I can A, get used to it, and B, really evaluate it and see if I like it better.
Yeah. I think you should.
I will say this, you know what would be cool? Oh, there we go. Okay. Now I see how to easily change between lists, and yes, it keeps, if you do interests, it keeps. Okay, terrific. All right, so I'm going to give this a shot.
Please do. I think I really do consider it to be superior, and I know a lot of people do once they've used it.
All right.
I've never spoken to somebody. Well, let me take that back. I've spoken to Ben Brooks, but I haven't spoken to a lot of people who once they use it want to go back.
Yeah. So, what was Ben's? He just didn't like it, and
he doesn't like the UI.
Yeah. I mean, Ben's picky. We all know that. I mean, he's really picky.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got somewhere somehow. I didn't. Okay, there we go. This is going to be really, really tough, but I'm going to do it. All right.
It takes getting used to. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest on the Tweetbot site, so on Tapbot's site, they have a couple of introduction videos, short videos, show a lot of the basic basic functionality. I would suggest you watch those.
Okay, will do.
If you just go onto the overview page, I've got watch the Tweetbot demo video, and then they also have like some, shows. There's also some sort of screenshots that show like the double tap, the triple tap. Like one of the other gestures, if you see a link, if you just double tap the link, it opens the link.
Okay.
Right, so stuff like that. Or if you see somebody's an at name in a tweet, double tap that, it'll take you to their profile.
Okay. So
anything that's clickable, double tap.
Lots of double tapping going on here.
That, or you can just tap the tweet once.
Yeah, because that was another thing about Tweetbot that annoyed me, right? One of the things I like about Twitterific is that if you see a tweet with a link, you can just click that link in the tweet and it will open up a browser window. I didn't understand why it was that in order to make a link clickable in a tweet, it seemed like I had to tap on the tweet and then tap on the link.
If you have a tweet that has a link in it and it's a short tweet, it then becomes difficult to bring up the email thing in Twitterific, I found. Because you accidentally tapped the link, and I think that was what they were going for. So you can either double tap, anything that's clickable should be clickable, double tap it and it'll take you straight to it, or tap it once and it'll bring up that notification, that sort, that drawer with all the actions in it, and then those things become highlighted blue to indicate you can do something with them. But try it out.
Okay.
Try it out, give it a good, fair go, and I think I might be able to switch you. We'll see, won't we?
All right, yeah. Should we do a follow-up on this in a couple of weeks or so?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Excellent.
All righty.
I'm pleased we did this one.
All right.
I hope people have got something out of this. I hope that people have enjoyed
it. I hope so, too. I know I certainly did. I know that this is one kind of area of comfort, little comfort zone I need to be shaken out of, or, you know, at the very least, get to the point where I feel like, okay, I shook up my comfort zone and found out that I was much happier there. Because, I mean, here's the thing about these sorts of experiments is that when you do shake up that comfort zone, even if you decide that you want to go back to where you were, at least that's an educated decision, right? At least that makes you even more comfortable with where you are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big part of it is, you know, just toss things up in the air, shake them up just to see if, in fact, you really do miss where the way things were. And if you really do miss the way they were, it will make you love them that much more.
Indeed.
So, excellent. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Michael. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.